For decades, the city of Rochester was home to giant shoe factories. Hundreds of workers made a living working with leather and handling huge machines. Rochester's shoe factory era may be gone, but the city's poet laureate wants to make sure it's not forgotten. For the past year, Andrew Perriali has been interviewing people who worked at the factories, and he's turning their words into poems that reflect on what he calls the language of work. Andrew and a group of actors present those poems tonight in a Reader's Theater performance at the Rochester Public Library, and he joins us now with a preview. Andrew, welcome to All Things Considered.
Well, thanks very much, Brady.
Before we start up, let's hear one of the poems that you put together.
All right. It's a very short poem by a fellow named Fatty Michaud. I learned a lot about the shoe business and working with leather, and the easy way of doing things and the hard way of doing things. But the hard way always came first.
What does he mean by the hard way?
A lot of these jobs were very physically demanding in ways you might not think of. They were work with hands, just pulling shoes off of the lasts that they were built around took a lot of finger strength. And he said that for the first several months, his hands were bloody all the time. And then gradually they toughened up.
What drew you to this project in the first place?
I got involved with an arts group there called Artist Spree, and we were doing a public art walking tour of giant shoes that were all of the sort that were manufactured in Rochester. So the shoes might be as much as 6 feet tall, and we were writing a poem for each of the shoes. I started investigating a little bit the history of the shoe industry there, but I could not find a single first-person account of what it was like to work in a shoe factory. And I was aware that the former shoe workers were dying off and weren't being replaced, and that soon this bit of history would be lost to us. So I started to interview some of the shoe factory workers. I just decided I would take their words and try and find the poetry in it. And I've intercut them, interlaced them, made them a kind of a crazy quilt that by all these different people, as if they're having a big conversation. It was a very nice picture of different aspects of this business. There's what I call the French Connection, because so many of the workers came down from Canada through the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. French was heard downtown commonly. The Irish were another big group that were there. And then there was the sort of idea of the decline of the industry. The owners of the companies started seeing more profit in going to other countries as the factories took hold in places like Haiti and Taiwan. The companies were basically nothing but warehouses and distribution centers for foreign products.
That kind of work was at the core of Rochester's identity for decades. Now that it's gone elsewhere, what's at the core of Rochester's identity today?
I'm no expert, and I'm not a town planner. Rochester certainly seems in a transitional period. There are still the children and grandchildren of mill workers living in town. There are also a lot of new people coming in. You also see property values going up. People move inward from the coast as Portsmouth and now Dover are getting more expensive. And so that's going to squeeze some people. It's also going to bring new blood to town and new businesses and so on. It's kind of an exciting place to be.
Well, Andrew, thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thanks a lot, Brady.
Andrew Perriali is Poet Laureate of Rochester. His group of 8 actors will perform the poems of the shoe factory workers tonight at the Rochester Public Library. If you can't make the performance, you can drop by our website, nhpr.org, where we have Andrew reading another piece from the work.